Essay 6, Summary Description of ECE Websites. There are four ECE websites, AIAS.us, AtomicPrecision.com, ET3M.net, Ubitech.org. The first one, owned by myself and hosted by Anexa, has been archived at the Wayback Machine and the National Library of Wales and British National Archives as an outstanding website. So all the material there is permanently archived for future scholars and students. It has its own index and by now has a library of over 3,100 documents in its own right, not only on matters of science but also on other subjects, notably literature, genealogy, history, art and so on. Its diary is very popular and there are plans to transfer the blog onto the main site, so the blog will also be archived. These plans have been implemented since this essay was written. The AIAS.us site has a number of feedback activity sites which monitor the interest in all detail. The feedback sites show that there is a massive international interest in ECE theory, which has therefore been accepted by scientists and others worldwide for 14 years. It is estimated that the total number of readings of material on combined sites is 500 million to 1,000 million since 2002. So this is comparable with the number of albums sold by Bob Dylan or the Rolling Stones or something like that. This is heavy physics and not popular music. An overview summary of interest is posted every month on the home page and is regularly posted on the blog. The feedback has been monitored daily since April 30th, 2004 by myself, the original author of ECE theory in March 2003. The quality of interest is also monitored and it has become clear that the quality cannot be better. A list of visits from the top 20 universities is posted in the book of Scientometrics. The book of Scientometrics records roughly 1% only of the huge total interest, which is so great that it cannot be recorded by hand. It is, however, recorded on computer. The 1% high quality interest has been amounts itself to about the entire book of Scientometrics, Volume 1, published in 2015 by New Generation, and I'm currently working on Volume 2. It shows continuous intense interest from staff and students of essentially every university of note, with departments of science and engineering. Similar interest has been recorded in the overview file from large and small corporations and military facilities, organizations, schools, school districts, medical and military facilities, and so on. Government departments of many countries up to head of state staff seniority organizations and literally millions of individual scholars have read the site continuously, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and the same is true for the other sites. When this essay 6 was written, there were 154 source papers. Now, at the time of broadcast, 2nd of April 2016, there are 342 source papers, and I'm working on 343 at the moment, as usual with co-author Dr. Horst Eckert. There are many thousands of background notes all posted, and there are many articles and books posted by the ECE colleagues. Occasionally books are published, for example by Abramis, Cambridge International and New Generation, but the power of our method of open source publishing is so overwhelming that the books are published just for distribution to a few friends and scholars. The AIAS.us site also contains a large amount of material on my avocations, notably poetry, genealogy, history and photography, and contains a prize-winning animation on molecular dynamics by Chris Pelkey and myself from Cornell Theory Center, and many other animations by the colleagues. It also has my complete Omnia Opera, hyperlinked to early papers of my career and mid-career papers. The Omnia Opera is now complete and took several years to assemble with the help of many people. The ECE theory has been recognised by high honours of the British government, notably my appointment to the civilist, the civilist pensioner, directly appointed by Elizabeth II, my distant Tudor cousin, and the appointment, well, I was notified of the appointment by the Prime Minister's office when Tony Blair was Prime Minister. This is because the Prime Minister is also the First Lord of the Treasury. Some predecessors of mine on the civil list include Michael Faraday, for example, Sir William Rowan Hamilton, John Dalton, and Oliver Heaviside, who is less well known but was very important for electrodynamics. In literature, they include George Gordon, Lord Byron, William Wordsworth, Tennyson, W.B. Yeats, James Joyce, and Vernon Watkins, for example. In July 2008, I was raised to armiger, that is, given my own coat of arms, and the rank of gentleman. This is a traditional token of recognition of achievement. In July 2010, my wife and I attended a garden party at Buckingham Palace to mark the appointment. This was by special invitation. Not all civilist pensioners are invited, even though they are all of obviously very exceptional merit, all being appointed by Queen Elizabeth herself through the office of the Prime Minister, after a very rigorous assessment, of course. It is obvious that there will be no such intense interest and no such extraordinary official recognition and honours were not ECE of major importance to science and engineering as the first successful unified field theory in the history of physics. One could say it is much more popular now than the standard physics, which is riddled with problems, errors, self-inconsistencies, unobservables, too many parameters, and so on. The ECE fellows, the ECE scholars and AIAS fellows are by implication among the best in the world of theoretical physics. Many are in Marquis Who's Who, about half of them. They have shown that the older physics of the 20th century is obsolete in many ways. Of course, there are some good parts of the standard model, but there are some very bad parts too. This may surprise the uninitiated, but papers such as 150 and many others by now show astonishing errors in Einstein's work. The much vaunted Einstein field equation is plain wrong due to neglect of torsion. There are many, many other problems, and the theory of Einstein, although a very great theory in its time, of course, a pinnacle of human thought, should now be regarded as obsolete. Einstein's basic idea of basing physics on geometry is fine, but his mathematics were always prone to error. So the point of ECE is to strengthen Einstein's ideas. Otherwise, it would not be known as Einstein-Cartan-Evans theory. The implications of ECE are many and far-reaching. It begs the question of why so much government funding is being wasted on obsolete theory, much of it riddled with errors, some of them terrible howlers that makes a wolf sound like a lamb. The answer appears to be that governments listen far too much to advisers with vested interest, to people with vested interest in continuing to fund meaningless science such as the theory of CERN, possibly not the experimentation of CERN, but that is, the cost of that is horrendous. The standard model of physics has become a hugely elaborate contrivance. In fact, it has become unscientific by many measures. In great contrast, ECE makes use of entirely standard, very well-known geometry by Élie-Cartan to derive all the known equations of physics from geometry and to provide a mass of new ideas in almost 500 papers in the UFT series to date in English and Spanish. Faced with this tide of imagination and a high noon of enlightenment, the standard modelers have retreated into their cave full of idols and into historical obscurity. It has become clear that they have tried to restrict or stop publication of genuine new science, science based on simplicity and the experimental testing of theory, that is Occam's razor and Baconian principles. Authority in science no longer resides in academia in particular. In fact, it has never resided in academia. This may again surprise the initiated, but the historical facts are entirely clear. Of course, there are many good staff members and students and so on in academia, but there are just as many good people outside. CERN is a profligate waste of money. The government of Austria signaled this clearly recently by trying to withdraw from CERN. It was stopped apparently by contractual obligations. that government is free to use ECE theory, for example, at The Hague, in a test case that would allow countries to withdraw from their CERN contracts. The only way forward at CERN would be to adopt the only correct unified field theory at present, which is ECE theory. Even if CERN did this, it would still be impractically expensive. All that wasted funding should be transferred into urgently needed research on new energy. The alternative is dangerous geopolitical instability as countries fight over scarce fuel. These scenarios are already being discussed by governments in an increasingly urgent way. The development of ECE is a development of natural philosophy first and foremost, but ECE shows that electric power can be obtained from space-time without violation of conservation of energy. It is obvious that the Hamiltonian in relativity is defined by the geometry of space-time. The Hamiltonian is the conserved total energy. There is electric power all around us in unlimited quantities, because all around us means space-time. This is the fundamental idea of general relativity, long accepted in gravitation. This much was realized by that great scientist and inventor, Nikola Tesla, more than 100 years ago, and if he had been allowed to develop his work, there would be no energy crisis today. Those that stopped Tesla are worthy of the harshest historical condemnation, because they condemned humankind through their own greed and short-sightedness. Let us not allow all that to happen again. At the time of this broadcast, 2nd of April 2016, it is now known how to trap energy from space-time through circuits described in UFT 311, and it is known that ECE theory describes such circuits perfectly.